Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings. How are all of you? Boy, oh boy, it's been a few minutes here, and I haven't talked to you directly live like I am right now, but I'm always thinking of you, trust me. So I'm here live today, so if any of you are interested in talking with me, you can definitely reach me to do so. Our engineer, can you recite our numbers for us?
Yes, I can.
Well, good. Okay.
It is area code 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. Just hit star one, and that'll let us know that you have a question.
Wonderful. So I'm looking forward to that. So I have like an update to give you, and we just have a lot of things to talk about. So I hope that you've been listening to our shows. The reruns are always so, so valuable. And if you have questions, please call in. But we have a real big issue to deal with right now, especially here in the United States, of America, Inc. So as you know, a lot of things have happened the last couple of weeks of September up until the present is the USD, which is the currency here in the United States of America, no longer is valid. It literally had its last day on September 23rd. That's right. The USD is no longer the valid currency for the United States of America. It is now known as the USN, and this is very interesting looking money. And also, too, uniquely, it is backed by silver and gold. And we haven't had, you know, precious metal backing behind the dollar bill for decades, I think since 1977. So what has backed the dollar all this time has been petrol, oil. So that's why you hear so much about it and all these different things. The focus has been on oil because it was worldwide the resource, the precious commodity that backed the USD. And so now they've returned back to the actual gold-backed currency system, and that was lost in here on the 24th of September. Did you know that? And if you didn't, oh, well, you've got to get with, as they say, the program of what's literally going on right now. So more news and more information. Were you aware of the fact that our Constitution, as we've known it, you know, written in 1776, now is defunct. And so we are being governed now not only under martial law, but also common laws are ruling. So what is common law? You don't know what that is. It's very important that you understand what it is, where it's come from, what are the rules in common law versus what we used to have as an indicator, which was constitutional law. So that no longer is operative. So there's quite a few videos on YouTube. Get busy, go visit, and listen to their description of common law. Now, there's a couple individuals that I like that make it very succinct and clear, there's actually an instructional course, parts one and two, that you want to click into to understand common law. Now, I've been talking about martial law for a while. There are books that I've recommended here to read. And if you go visit us at our website, thejewelnetwork.net, and you can write us there, we'll let you know what that is, and we'll put those references up for you. So it's time now for you to get busy, pay attention, and start looking at more than perhaps a social media page or Twitter, et cetera. Your world has drastically changed. And so our conversation today is, are you ready, capable, and willing to make change? Because it's here. So what are you going to do? It's here. It's on you. So what are you going to do? So one of the most necessary aspects of being able to change is to have a healthy nervous system. So all of you who are under the influence of modifiers and drugs and a lot of other things, you listen to this show because you definitely are going to need such a change, because most of you have been using substances to change, but not in the best interest of the brain. So again, the brain is the name of the game. And so it's time now for you to have it revealed to you how kind, loving, and respectful have you been to your brain and nervous system. So our sponsors are waving. They want to say hello to you. And so as soon as they do so, we'll be right back to talk about change and your brain. I'll be right back. And don't forget, call me. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, hi, I'm back. And if you're just tuning in, well, re-listen to the show, please. We had some important and vital information about your epigenetics, your environment that you must be aware of. But the key here is that we are in change, intense change, and how are you handling it? How well can you handle it based on the condition of your brain? So are we hydrated or not? Okay. So as you know, I've been saying it for years, always bring water with you to my show, because that will help you be able to process and retain what is necessary for memory. A lot of people are having memory problems and they don't even recognize that the problem is they don't drink water. Oh, I'm drinking something all the time. Well, yeah. What do you drink? Well, my coffee, and I have to have my sodas, and, you know, I have to have my energy drink, and, you know, I love my Sprites, and I love my Frizzles or Fritzers and all of these things, but they are not water. As soon as other chemicals enter into a H2O solution, it alters the water, the H2O. And depending upon the degree of change, again, that word, to the degree that the water has changed or been altered, determines if it can even be absorbed by your brain. So many of the things that most people are drinking now never really gets into the nervous system. A very, very small quantity is able to be absorbed and allowed to cross this fabulous protective covering of the brain known as the BBB, the Tri-B, blood-brain barrier. B, blood, B, brain, B, barrier. And that blood-brain barrier is so sophisticated. It is very, very observant, and it scrutinizes in detail anything that comes into it to decide if it can be let into and upon and through the neurons of the brain. And again, if you're carrying frequency, that is charge, because it's what? You're drinking too much sodium, okay? You're drinking and taking too many carbs in, okay? You are taking artificial dyes. Have you ever looked at Gatorade? Do you really think that neon orange, chartreuse green, shocking turquoise, that when you drink that, that that is going to actually nourish your brain? Do you really think that? Well, if you do, can I wake you up from your sleep and let you know that that does not cross the blood-brain barrier? So the kidneys get some minerals that they may be losing from your perspiration. They get more sugar, lots of that, and some other things, but not the brain. So people think they feel better for a while because so much sugar, but then you get a big slump and a drop, but the brain literally has not been nourished. So when you see yourself drinking all these beautiful, vivid colored beverages, know that the brain is probably getting very little of that. And so in the face of so many people now at this precipice in our history, can you imagine? I never thought that I would basically live in the United States of America and the Constitution not be functional. Wow, astounding. I never, ever thought that there would be an issue with our money, our currency, and they're two different things. So money is always precious metals. Currency is paper, and it can, as we've now found out, be backed by anything. So you have to ask yourself, where was I when all of this teaching was given? Okay, and unfortunately, many of you, you were there, but that teaching wasn't given where you were. And now you've got to catch up. So, of course, well, what does that mean that now the money is different? Is it equal value? The answer is no, it's not. Therefore, as your money is going to be changed over based on your CDs and your other long-term savings, certificates, et cetera, it's not going to be a one-to-one equal change. And that is going to be very traumatic to many people. What now are the regulations and the rules that you're to live under? Martial law is definitely well-defined. National Security Agency definitely has you continuously under surveillance relative to those rules and laws. What's common law? You've got to find that out. And again, how well is your brain treating you? Just turn on the TV. I've looked only at a few stations, but it's blasting you with your migraine issues. Oh, we've got migraine issues. We've got skin issues. Well, I look at those commercials about your skin, your psoriatic psoriasis, your dermatitises or dermatitides that they talk about, your eczema, okay, and your psoriasis and all these other skin disorders. Don't you know that that is your brain? Yes, the skin is the most distal aspect of the peripheral nervous system, all processed through the central nervous system, the brain. So when you're putting things on your skin, they are also going into your brain. What are you putting on your skin? I see a lot of commercials here. You've got from Gold Bond to Nevea and it just Dove, and they just go on and on and on. How are they affecting your brain? Because you need your brain now with the change in your government, change in your money, you're under a new rule and regulation, citizenship definition is up for grabs. How is your brain handling this? I just saw a whole documentary yesterday on people taking anti-anxiety medications and how their brains are definitely suffering tremendously from taking the Librax and the Valiums and all of these other drugs that people are on. And they talk about them. There's something known as docodiaconesis. And this is where the nervous system just does its own thing now. It doesn't even listen to you anymore. And it twitches and it jerks and it causes the muscles of the face and the hands to contract and spasm and twist and then relax. And these symptoms are people can't control their toes and feet, their hands, their faces, making all kind of grimaces, et cetera, due to areas of the brain now that have lost their connection to the main areas of the brain, the circuitry that is responsible for connecting itself to your mind body. So here you are sitting in the chair and your face is going into all different types of shapes and your lips are moving and twitching and your fingers are jumping and rising and falling and your feet are tapping on the floor and you have no control over this. And this is what we found a lot of patients are suffering from because of the influence of the long-term drugs that they've been taking because of other emotional problems. And I use that term other because they really don't know what these issues are, whether it's bipolar disorder of the brain. Is it the brain really? Okay. Or is it for the mind to be processed by the brain? For what reason? And we don't have much research available on the mind. And it's very important for you to understand that your brain is not your mind. Your mind is not your brain, but they are intimately connected, just like you, which is not a body, are intimately connected with your body. So we have still a lot of unanswered experiences. A lot of our anatomy and physiology has not been well defined for us. What is your mind? The brain do relative to the mind. Well, if I don't have a mind, then what happens with the body? Okay. When I take a drug, is it affecting the brain only, or is it affecting the mind or the brain or everything? These are questions that are very important for people to ask. And they have never thought about it, let alone be able to then ask who. And obviously the individuals, the pharmacists, your doctors, your nurses, your physician assistants are the ones that should be intensely questioned on what are the short-term and long-term effects of what you're recommending for me relative to the result that I'm looking for right now. I need to be quiet. Okay, I need to be able to sleep. I want to be able to think. I want to be able to remember. What else is going to be happening with these drugs? And most people don't get the information. My sponsors are waving again, so I'll be right back. And then let's talk about more about your capacity to change and what these drugs are perhaps doing against you to change or for you to change. I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All righty. Well, how many medications are you on? Okay, we just have to break it down this way. for the number of medications you're on, it is an exponential reflection of your ability to appropriately change to events that have been altered in your environment. So the more drugs you are on that you're taking, the capacity for you to change appropriately to new events happening in your environment go down significantly. Understand that. Now, you may be on high blood pressure medication for hypertension or anti-hypoglycemic medication for your elevated blood sugars, diabetes. Do you know the effects that they have on your nervous system, on your brain? It's important that you find out, because now with the governance, your constitution, not relevant anymore. The general rules and laws that you are used to functioning under relative to your state, relative to the country, are labeled now. Some are the same, but many of them are not. So how are you going to handle that change? Because, as you know, the laws that we've been under have affected us in every way, where we work, our presence in public, where we may socialize. There's rules and laws for everything. And are you now going to be an outlaw, literally, because you can't change because of the medications that you're on, or the condition of your brain, the chronic dehydration, saturation with drugs, suffering from poor nutrition, okay, heavy metal poisoning, okay, they've got all kind of advertisements out now about exposure from the environment to chemicals that literally affect the nervous system. Okay, one pesticide, Roundup, has already been classified as very toxic and a real potential cancer generating agent. Now, what does it do? It has profound effect, degenerative, so on the nervous system. So every time I see that advertisement from these lawyers regarding people who have been exposed to Roundup, I think about the tens of thousands of people who have, out of their love and support, been willing to take care of our lawns and to take care of the grounds of where we work, where we play, where our children go to study. And they've been spraying these areas with this pesticide, and they have been exposed to it by cutting it, inhaling it. They have to touch it. They've got to rake it up, et cetera. And are they now going to have to hope that they're not subjected to these type of lymphomas that they talk about, non-Hodgkin's lymphomas and other type of diseases? Because, again, Roundup has been present for many decades and nothing was done about it. It poisons the nervous system also. So how are these people going to adjust to the intense changes that are upon us? So I'm giving you the situation, and I'm not going to harp on it because there's just so many I can give you. But now what are you going to do about it? So I've talked about having clean water for scores of years. This is so important. And so it's very interesting now. I have shared some videos where the municipalities of many different cities, they're telling you, don't drink our water. They're saying that you need to boil our water, so definitely don't drink it. And the boiled water is really only suitable for washing dishes if you have a dishwasher, and then dry the dishes on high. So they're recommending you not to take the baths and not brush your teeth with it. Don't bathe your children. It's showing you in the videos here. What is the main food for the brain? It's water. It has to have water for it to function. So therefore, we're already looking at some possible serious problems. So let's just go down the list, make it simple. First thing is to make sure that you are well hydrated. Dealing with all the things that are happening in our environment, you want to keep water with you, and if you are thirsty, you want to grab water first. So if you think that you want to pop, is that what they call them now, a soda or whatever, you must have that amount of water first and then drink your soda. Coffee, be careful. I was even doing some research on green tea. It does have caffeine in it too, which does what? It kind of rinses out the kidneys. So therefore, the coffee, you definitely know it does. The green tea, et cetera, you're still getting that boost from the caffeine because it makes the brain work harder. You don't want to do that to your brain right now. It will work as intensely as you ask it to if you keep it clean. Now, my team here are showing me if you have want any further information from us, please visit us at our website, www.juis.education, or you can call us and then tap right into our resource on the line here at 888-659-4486. Now, we have a lot of things going on here at the university, and I'm really excited about it, for your brain to help you deal with change. Now, I just did a whole 13-day course. Isn't that wonderful? Our courses are 13 days. Okay, they're intense, and they are jam-packed full of what? Audio, visual, information. So not only do you hear me, but I also show you what I'm talking about, okay, so that you can also get very clear and full demonstration about what we're sharing with you. So we just finished our first course in becoming a sovereign being to free your mind, okay? In this case, we had to go to the next level of your existence, your mental body, and the mental body is so crippled by the type of information and the chronic thoughts that are ruminating through it, that the brain basically is captured and has nothing else it can do but translate and secrete these same old chemicals into your bloodstream because you're thinking the same old thoughts. And most of all, many of you spend so much time going back to the past. You spend time in the past. I see some of you and you're looking at those TV stations that had sitcoms and serial shows on them 40 years ago, 50 years ago. I heard somebody talk about the Ponderosa, those old TV shows, et cetera. I was like, oh, my goodness, people are looking at that with all these things we have to face right now. Oof, that is really dangerous for you to do that. You can't spend your time now in entertainment and trying to forget what is around you. You can't do that. So check this out now. We have a wonderful course that's coming up. This course is magical. It's called CYD, capital C, capital Y, capital D. And those are the first letters of three words, create, C, your, Y, D, day, create your day, CYD. Now, what are you all thinking about that? Create my day. Okay, well, create my day. Well, I do that. You know, I get up in the morning and I do this and I do that and, you know, I decide what I'm going to wear and, you know, get in the car and whatever, you know, so you have a whole little bit. No, we're not talking about that. This is a wonderful course. 10 days starts this Saturday. That is the 7th of October. That is going to allow you to do a great thing. That's incorrect. It actually is the 12th of October. Starts on Saturday. That will finally allow you to be able to communicate directly to the source of all things. What is that? That's the cosmos. That's where all the star systems all the moons, all the planets, all the life forms, including you, originate from. And this incredible system of organization and energy that basically knows all that it knows and far more than we know, okay? We're here basically trying to catch up as a nano mini cosmos. Now, do you understand what that is? A nano is 1 millionth of something. It's nano. So that lets you know how little you are, but still very much the same as the macro. And you are a nano cosmos. And you're very much hooked up to it. So just because you're, you know, many, many, little, many, 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 doesn't mean that you don't have the same intense hookup as a mountain or as a planet or as a solar system. Yes, you do. But, of course, why would you have to have that vast hookup like a solar system when you're a little teeny nano human right now developing and learning about the magnificent and mammoth cosmos that you're connected to? So why is this important? Well, when you are connected by your mind and your brain, which means the body is connected, your communication with the cosmos and understanding how it functions allows you to be able to function and to execute anything that you are to do in an incredible divine manner. And whatever it is that you're thinking, the cosmos thinks. But what's so wonderful about the cosmos is that whatever you want, the cosmos wants for you, and will do everything possible to make sure that you receive and experience what you are thinking about. Now, isn't that something? And when we see this happen, many people are so frightened because they don't know they have this hookup. They're so frightened that, oh, no, I was just thinking about you, and here you are turning the corner. Ooh, you know, that's scary. That's what a lot of people say. I even hear people on TV saying that. You know, that lets us know how little they know about their alignment with all things. But every time that you have basically said that you wanted an experience or you've seen this in your mind and it immediately happens, shows you that you are in communication with these people, even though they may not have heard your voice or you may not have physically to get their attention. You are in communication because the connection to everyone and everything comes from one source, the cosmos. So as you are seeing your thoughts and your thinking, so is the cosmos. And when your thoughts are the same as someone else's, then you immediately are connected. And that's why they manifest in your space. Now, why is this important? This is important because if you learn how to be able to communicate with the cosmos every day, you can literally create a day for yourself that will come to pass, does not have to have a lot of drama in it, doesn't have to have a lot of argument, doesn't have to have competition and loss and all these other things that you're experiencing. And you're experiencing it because of your erratic thinking. Remember, you don't want that brain to be dehydrated, and you definitely don't want it to be under drugs. So writing in a specific way, you'll get taught that in the class, what you want, being clear about the fact, is this what you really want to experience? Because writing this, putting your thought on paper allows that image that you've held on to in your mind that long to begin to materialize, communicate it with the cosmos, and now everything, whether you can see it or not, whether you know it or not, is now shifting to accommodate what you want. or what you don't want. It's amazing. So everybody's still thinking, oh, I got to have all my guns and I got to have all this other stuff and just a whole bunch of other things. I mean, if that's what you want, you can have it. But when we talk about really being at peace and when we really talk about being, quote, safe, okay, you can create that and it doesn't cost you a lot. And you don't have to do anything, but first of all, ask for it. And asking is what? Thinking upon it, focusing upon it. And when you're able to do so and put your own seal to it in the particular way, relative to, one more thing, the order of the universe, because everything has rules and laws, it does, so you might as well just relax on that. Now you're going to get exactly what you asked for. You're going to get exactly what you asked for. So you want to know how to do this. You want to know how to be able, from your own mind, processed by your brain, and actually written out with your own hands or feet, some people use their feet to write, you can actually create your day. So for those of you who are battling physical illnesses and you don't know how you got it and when you're going to get rid of it, start creating your healing by writing about it in the way that the cosmos can understand. This is so important. Now, this class is a giveaway. Literally, it is only $525. Only $525. Go visit us at juis.education, spell education out, education, and look at the arrangements that are available to you to pay it. As I understand it, you can't even get a decent weapon. These people run around here trying to buy all the guns. You can't even get a decent weapon, hardly, for that amount of money. And what are you going to do with it except take a high risk of actually being seriously incarcerated in probably some underground prison? You don't want, and you don't have to think about harming anybody else for you to be safe and for you to feel comfortable and relaxed if that's what you want to do. But you have to go to where that can genuinely be given to you. And that is from your own center source, the cosmos. And this is a simple, very clear manner of being able to share with your source, the cosmos, what you want. And you can be as descriptive as you want to be, or you can be as simple as you want to be. It's clear, it's understood, and energies will begin to shift and move for you to have it your way. How about that? This is a very, very powerful course, and I'm so excited for anyone to learn how to do this because it doesn't require anything of you other than for you to be willing to share what you truly want. That's it. That's it. So take this course. It is so necessary for you at this time. You don't have a government anymore, so you can't look to them. The money that you have in your pocket, it's just a matter of time before it's replaced, so you might as well, if you have USD, burn those up, okay? Your gold and silver, that's wonderful, okay? It backs the new currency that we have. But in and of itself, the gold coins or ingots that you may have, what can they do for you? If you don't exchange them for what, the services that you want or the other objects? So that takes effort. Yeah, you got to get busy in doing all these things. Where, again, once you learn how to create your day, it's a snap. So for those of you who everything is based on how much money you think you don't have, so you're always wanting to know, how can I do this and how can I get that? But you don't want to pay. And that's amazing. Okay, that you don't understand the laws on this planet. You do have to always give to receive. You have to do that. Hold your breath. Just hold your breath. and see how long your body is going to remain viable, alive, by you doing that. Because one of the main rules on this planet is, if you're going to keep a viable, living avatar, a body, you're going to have to give and receive. And that is defined by the breath. So regardless of how long you can hold your breath, I see some people at the gym, you know, they have these masks on that, you know, really diminish the amount of oxygen that they're taking in because they want to really build the tolerance of their body to low oxygen levels and high CO2 levels. So they're just running and everything, and they're taking in very little oxygen. But it's real clear that they have to take in some. Can't go without it for any significant length of time. Even though you train your body to go more without it than the average person. But you can't live like this, etc. See, because you have to understand that if you really want to go back, for example, to being a fish, where you can live without a lot of oxygen that we know of carried in the air, you can deal with it in water, etc., you have to turn those genes on again to be able to extract your oxygen from water. You used to do it when you were a fetus. And as soon as that cord was cut, that part of the brain shut down, a whole new area of the brain began to be activated, and now those lungs blew up, taking in the oxygen, and now you had to get new blood cells to carry that amount of oxygen and everything, so the brain is not damaged. It's fabulous how you've been created. So you have to get comfortable with giving and receiving. So to get this information, oh, you want to give. Now, this is something you don't want to be cheap on or try to think that you can do it. Don't be arrogant and hurt yourself. It's broken down for you. Pay the money. Get the knowledge. And then watch what you can do for yourself every day by creating it relative to the order of the cosmos. That's what gets the reply that you want from what you are asking for, what you want to share with your source. So again, that is happening starting on Saturday. Please come and visit us. Take a look at the course description on our website, juis.education. juis.education. Of course, www.juis.education. Okay. You got to get ready for change. Creating your day sets you up to master the change. When new information comes and you're not interested in that, create how you want to experience that. Very simple. Okay? But you got to know how to do it. It's a technique to everything. That's what makes Rolls Royce different from a Chevy Chevette. The technique, the resources, ingenuity, the thought that was put into it. Yes, both are going to get you from point A to B, but everybody testifies that the ride is real different. And so therefore, creating your day is very different from when you don't create it, and very different when you try to create it based on your little knowledge of how to do it, when you can come and learn the master technique. So please show up. Okay. Ooh, we have some time left for our listeners, the questions. What questions do we have? And let's go to my sponsors real quick first, and then we'll go to the lines to support you to get through this period of change. Don't forget, I love you. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, well, wonderful engineer. I want everyone to know that our engineer is so great, Ms. Felicia Mohammed. And she helps us here on the other side of the microphone to be able to get this out to you. you know, to make great things happen, it always takes at least two of everything to do that. And many of you can't get that. You say, No, if it's going to be great and it's going to be incredible here, it's going to at least be we. We. I was looking at some of the wealthy people here on the planet, and everything is we. So they just happen to be in the front. But then they have the staff behind them and the assistants and the family. They bring them all into the picture because all of them are very important for the success that they only hang over the head of one person. It's not true. So get out of that thinking. Everybody needs support. So we've got to start with at least two here to do great, great things. So let's get busy with that. Do we have any callers?
Yes, we do. So if you have a question for a Dr. Jewel program, please hit star one to give us the indication. What we will do is call the first six digits of your phone number. Please state your name and what city you are calling from. So we have area code 310920. Your line is unmuted. What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to inquire. Of course, my intuition told me in the month of July that it would be a great time to invest in precious metals. In reference to your speaking about the currency change, I wanted to know what value now has does it hold? What is the percentage now that it is being backed by precious metals?
Well, for the layperson, I include myself in that, they are just hackling over what they're going to reveal. Now, the change, as far as those people who have what they consider lots and lots of currency, have been very busy changing over and taking their USD, their petrodollars, and changing them into this new USN dollar, and they've been doing that for quite a while. So at the level that they were able to buy precious metals, gold and silver, they were able to get an incredible rate on getting them so that when this new money came out, whenever they wanted new money, they would get equal buying power. See, that's the issue here. So with the USD not having any oil back behind it anymore because it was a petrodollar. It never had gold and silver behind it. Now we're moving to precious metals, precious commodities behind the dollar again. And so the re-equilibration is, I consider, intense. Now, I've been told that, and like I said, I can't say this precisely. I don't have any written data right now, even though it'll be coming out in a few days, that it's going to be somewhere between a 40 to 50% exchange rate. So that is people that got lots of USD in the bank, in their retirements, and like I said, in their CDs and, you know, other savings certificates, there may be up to a 40 to 50% discount as far as the amount of money you now have. Very simply, you got $1,000 saved. When it's switched over by the banks to the USN, it will be registered somewhere between $500 to $600, as I understand it. Now, I hope that that exchange rate goes down somewhere maybe to 20, 25% loss. So if you got $1,000 in the bank, well, you got $750 now as opposed to your $1,000. So it was wonderful that you honored your higher intelligence. That's what intuition is. And you begin to make that changeover on your own. So therefore, if you now want to get USN and you have $1,000 in gold, you will get $1,000 of USN currency if that's what you want to change it into. And because the gold fluctuates, as you know, every day, that will be available to you based on the going rate of gold. So some writers are now talking about the fact that gold may go up to $2,000 an ounce. So if you are into taking risks, you may want to hold on to your gold. And when it goes up to $2,000 USN per ounce, you may want to cash it in. Your goal to get $2,000 worth of USN at any time. Now, because it's gold back, you can always get at least the same amount of gold. We don't have the great fluctuation anymore in the USN. So thank you for calling and pay attention to that. That was a great communication that you had from your higher self to tell you to start doing this. So you may want to continue as much as you possibly can if you have more USD to get rid of, to get it into gold as fast as possible, because you will be able to make money on that gold and get the loss of the USD that you had to pay to get the gold. You'll get it back when you now have equal buying power because you have gold that you can buy USN with. Okay, thank you for calling. Where are you calling from? Hello, where are you calling from? Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sorry, from California.
Okay, thanks, California, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Do you have any other callers?
No other raised hands. Again, if you want to speak with Dr. Julia, have a question, please hit star 1 on your phone. That way we will know that you have a question, and we will call the first 6 digits of your phone number so that you can ask your question of Dr. Joel Pulpram. We thank you so much for calling in. So, again, if you have a question, hit star 1. Okay.
Okay. So they're all sluggish out there, huh? You're sluggish today. Okay.
They're glad to hear from you, so they want to hear more.
Yeah, they're all dehydrated. Are you all dehydrated? What's going on there? Okay. So, again, pay attention now because we are in what they say, the throes of change, and what is going to help you navigate through all of this change. We're just beginning, you know. Your president now, he's being challenged, and looks like a lot of people want to get him out of office. So that's going to be a big change. What happens after that? Okay, well, many people probably haven't even thought about that, but you better. Okay, that's going to be a biggie that America's going to have to deal with, and guess what? The rest of the world. So what is the rest of the world thinking in relationship to America? You know, we've been so busy making all these friends and associations around the world, as, you know, we've got some people that don't like us because of things that have gone on in their countries that we have definitely initiated. And so, again, we're going to get some different reactions on all levels. Are you prepared for these reactions? Now, let's just bring it down to some basics. Your food is going to be quite unique here. Okay, they've been talking about strawberries costing $5 here. Tremendously as it is, but, you know, one strawberry is $5? Oh, my goodness. Well, why is that? Well, have you looked at the condition of our food chain right now here in America? Okay, we got a lot of things going on about the food, and many people aren't paying attention to that. You've got to start looking at these things. Okay, what's happening with the transportation? Okay, that is exciting also. So are you making a little list of all these things that it's time now for you to take a look at and see where you fit into all of this? Your jobs. I was just reading where, let me see who that was. Oh, yes, Kroger. I was really surprised. They're laying off thousands of people, okay? And I was like, wow, Kroger's laying off thousands of people. So many jobs are being shifted to to all different type things. And so where do you fit into that? What is your purpose? Why are you here? Because you definitely want to cling to what you love now. That is so important for you to get involved in. So if you're not in love with your job, you may be on the list, or they may be looking at you intensely about whether you should stay or not, because your behavior and your attitude automatically indicates that this is not what you love. So everybody's looking to be able to get the best. And if that is not what you've been able to do, because it's very difficult to, in a very high quality state when you know you don't want to be someplace. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And so therefore it comes out in your language, comes out in your behavior, comes out in your performance. And so therefore people are being reassigned to a new life by losing the job that they had. Well, how are they adjusting? So you want to start paying attention to this. You know, if you're on purpose and you love what you're doing, guess what? It only gets better when you love more and you put more love into your life. So how do you do that? Well, again, learn the technique. We have the tools here for you. Two things. Stay hydrated. Drink much more water. Stay off the stimulants. It's very important. So cut back on the coffee and all these coffee drinks as well. Anything that has caffeine, you need to start reading what you're drinking. And anything that has these very strange colors, if you can't find this in the ocean somewhere on a regular basis, don't consume it. Watch the sugars and learn how to create your day. So join us on Saturday. We have the illustrious Dr. Heather Pierman teaching the class. It's very awesome. Some of you have taken it, but you haven't taken it. So that's like saying, I went to kindergarten once, okay, and I did learn how to make a few words, and I decided after that to drop out of school. Yeah, pay attention. This is just the beginning of learning all of these wonderful tools that will make your life incredible. You will never want to not be here. When your life becomes incredible, you're going to want to be immortal. See, everybody's so into death right now because they don't like their life. But you change that. Learn to create your day. We'll see you on Saturday. Go to the website, jeys.education. Get registered. I love you, and take care of that brain. Love the brain. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.